Welcome back, everybody. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you, and we're joined right now by our good friend Michael Kerr from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Michael, you're changing your voice.
You've never sounded better, Michael. Who do we have with us?
Laura Lockwood.
I thought it was you, Laura. Oh, good to hear you, Laura. It's been a while. How have you been?
It has. It's been a while. Pretty good. I'm just kind of bouncing over different shifts of late.
So, can only imagine.
You'll probably get me from time to time.
That's great.
Awesome.
We look forward to hearing from you anytime we can. I don't want to keep you too long. Do you have a good weekend lined up, Laura?
It's good weather.
Hey, there we go. Then let's go ahead.
Yeah. Part of it.
Oh, good. Good. What does Mother Nature have in store for us?
Well, you know, because I knew I was going to be on with you guys, I made sure to order this particular
program. We're only going to get you on the good days.
Thank you.
Exactly. You know, it's nice to have a little pull. We'll be looking at quite a bit of sunshine this weekend, temperatures slightly above normal, and pretty quiet just through the weekend and into early next week. Not a lot of change from day to day. We definitely know that this type of weather is not always guaranteed this time of the year, so we definitely got to take this and run.
Mm-hmm.
Hope we can get out there and enjoy it this weekend. Maybe not even a bad idea to start thinking about putting Christmas lights up, because your fingers are going to work, and so are the lights, you know, because we all know when it gets cold,
that is
nothing
smart.
Wants to move.
Good thinking, yeah.
So just think ahead a little bit on that, because I don't know how many of these type of weekends I can arrange for you.
Right.
We're looking at a high of about 58 with a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight we'll drop to about 33. Sunny Saturday, 62. Saturday night, low 37. And then Sunday, could see some fog early in the day. Good excuse to sleep in if you don't want to see it. And then we'll have a bit of cloud cover, high of about 60. Monday, those clouds will push out. We'll have lots of sunshine developing, high of 60 again. Monday evening, so those folks that are going to be venturing out trick-or-treating, looks pretty quiet. Temperatures will cool into the 50s, probably about low to mid-50 range when a lot of folks are out there. But very quiet, winds fairly light. So all in all, not too bad of a year for trick-or-treating this year.
Mm-mm.
I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Wow, we'll keep you, Laura.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, you could stay, Laura. Yeah. Thank you so much,
thanks.
Laura. Have a great weekend.
Welcome. Have a great day, you guys.
You too. Oh, big thank you to Laura Lockwood and the world friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. That was great.
See, so now on a Friday, when we hear Michael's voice, we'll be like, oh.
Yep, bad weather.
Bad
coming.
Weather.
Yep. Poor Michael. Poor Michael.
Oh, no, poor Michael. Come on.
It is 41 in Stevens Point, 39 in Marshfield, 43 in Wausau. And again, here in Wisconsin Rapids, as Laura said, 41 here. Big shout out to them. That was good. That was fun. I haven't heard from her in a long time. We got, of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in a little bit. It is Star of the Day Day, where we are going to have our friends with free Culvers for you guys. We'll play a Halloween TV theme song, and we'll play that. You win it. You get the answer right, and you win 2 Cocker Mixers, 2 Value Baskets from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. All that coming up. Right now, we were just talking about National Cat Day tomorrow and everything. We have 4 tips to keep your pet safe this Halloween. There is
like check their candy before they eat it?
Right, yes. It's always a good idea to check your dog's candy and your cat's candy and your fish. Because let's be honest, fish, they should not be eating candy.
And if
they
you have time after all of that, then check your kids.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Yeah, fit that in there where you can. Shoehorn it in. Halloween is coming up, so here are 4 tips to keep your pets safe during the holiday. Keep the candy away. Chocolate is toxic to both dogs and cats. I don't think it's as common knowledge that it is to cats, but both of them. So keep the Halloween candy out of reach. If you have kids, make sure they know not to feed candy to their dog, to the animals.
So when you were a kid, did you, like, after trick-or-treating, did you swap candy?
Yeah.
Like, did
yeah.
you kind of inventory everything? Like, we would get home, and we'd sit down on the living room floor. You know, you'd, like, dump your whole thing and sort it or whatever, and then you might... I was just thinking about that because with our puppy, well, he's a year old. My kid, if my kids did that, he'd be, like, making off with mouthfuls as
big
fast.
Time.
You know, they'd have to do it up on the table.
Yeah. That's a good call. A good thing to bring up just to counter that from before it happens. We used to do that, but then we started to do it like we'd go into my room or Jill's room and do it and like shut the door.
Super
because
secret?
My dad. Hey, what are you guys doing? Huh? Baby room.
Like I get all the whatevers.
Yeah. Whatever, like any Milky Ways, Snickers, all gone. All gone.
You realize when you went to school the next day, he was just pillaging
just
through
wait.
It anyway.
Yeah, we found that out the hard way. Yes. So keep your candy away from your animals and your dad. Stick to pet-friendly decorations. Some decorations might be a choking hazard, so keep your pet in mind when decorating, and be careful if you use an actual candle in your jack-o'-lantern, since it could burn your pet.
And, you know, and tinsel is very bad for cats, and you think about that on Christmas trees, but there's a lot of decorations that have, you know, Halloween decorations even, that have stuff like that.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah,
keep track of that.
I think about it for Christmas. I wouldn't have for Halloween. You're right, though. Yeah. Keep your pets inside after dark. Walk your dog before dark on Halloween to avoid trick-or-treaters.
To avoid black cats crossing your path.
Yeah. And if you have an outdoor cat, bring it inside for the night. Also, be careful if you're opening your door for trick-or-treaters, since pets could try to escape. Sam. Man, well, Sam, just that's his opportunity. He sees that, and he's like a... You'd think he's like breaking out of San Quentin or something like that. Like the way he just goes booking something. He doesn't do it as much now because as an older dog, he did that as a puppy. As an older dog, he realizes, oh, there's no treats out here.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no food.
Oh, no one fills my bowl out here.
I'm going to go back inside. I mean, hey, guys, I'm ready to come in now. Yeah. The last time he ran away, it happened to be pouring out, just buckets. He's out for about 5 minutes of freedom and comes sheepishly. I've never seen a dog more sheepishly like walking. They didn't like he's walking because you could tell he can't smell where he's going because of all the rain. So he's lost his way and he doesn't realize he's so close to home still. And he looks up and sees me and he's so excited, comes booking at me. And then he starts feeling like very like guilty and sheepish and everything. Oh, it's hilarious.
So is he normally on a leash or a lead or something outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's more so because he's just squirrel, you know,
for
I don't
sure.
think he'd necessarily try to run away or anything, because like, yeah, he knows where his bread's
like, he's
buttered.
Not going to stay away. Yeah.
Yeah, but he just gets, he's sure. a dog, he gets distracted. Yeah, the idea of keeping your outdoor cat indoors is one that I think needs to be brought up more often too. And I don't begrudge people, you know, having an outdoor cat by any means, but with the trick-or-treaters, there's just more traffic. And there's just more cars. There's more opportunity for those little animals to get something bad to happen to them. So I play it safe, I say, and keep them inside. And use caution with costumes. Pet Halloween costumes can be a hazard for several reasons. And you should never force your pet to wear a costume if it doesn't want to, which is every single pet in human history. I know you're saying, no, but my cat loves it. Oh, no, but my dog loves it. No, they don't.
Well,
they love you.
Well.
They love you. So they will do whatever you want them to. But they're not comfortable in these things. Quit trying to make animals humans.
Well, Rex has a taco.
That's awesome.
You get it? Taco John's?
Yeah, I get it. I love it. I'm not saying I don't love pet costumes. I'm just saying,
I think
let's
they're
not fool
I think
ourselves.
They're kind of dumb, but it is kind of funny.
I mentioned before, the first dog that I kind of had, Gonzo, we got him a Sleepy Hollow costume, like an Ichabod Crane. And it's just the headless horseman on the dog and everything. And it's awesome. He had it on for 5 seconds, enough time to get a picture, and that was it. And it was off. That's all that matters. You get the picture, and then you're done. That's all that you got to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it is kind of funny.
It is hilarious, and they're awesome costumes, and I love the ideas. They get more and more creative every year, but let's not get this twisted and act like the animals want to wear them
right,
or something.
They're not choosing.
No. They love us. They'll do what we want.
Could talk.
Yeah. Yes. That'd be one of the first, I guarantee, one of the first things out of a dog's mouth. I don't care if it's July. Don't you put that Halloween costume on me. I don't want to be a taco. I don't want to be a taco. I want to be a firefighter. Or something like that. That's what it actually turns out.
No, at our house, it'd have to be a police officer.
Right on. I love the idea, though, even more. They actually like the costumes. They're like little kids. They have preferences.
Like they want to pick. Yeah, they don't want what you give them.
And they change their mind like the week of Halloween. Like they no longer want to be a princess. Yeah. Now they want to be a dragon. Now
like every like every kid?
Every single kid. Yes, every kid. I like that idea, actually. Now I'm going back to the conversation before about that, where if pets could talk, what would they say? I think now
Rex also has a hot dog, but, you know, the taco is much better.
The hot dog is pretty funny. That's great. The taco's great. The hot dog is just a little bit, it plays on the name. It's too good. So here's an interesting one, just continuing with a little bit of the Halloween talk. Fake spirit Halloween costumes exploded on Twitter this week, and now everyone is doing them, from random people to big corporations.
What? What does that mean?
Well, basically, someone took a photo of a real Spirit Halloween costume in its packaging and photoshopped out all the details and challenged people to come up with their own costume ideas. So, like, it's never like a Jack Sparrow costume. It's, you know, a sexy pirate from Disney. Or you know, and I wouldn't even say Disney, but it's, you know, they use a generic name, even though you know it's a Jack Sparrow costume. It's, you know, it's Frankenstein, but maybe they call it, you know, the green monster with bolts in his neck, you know, or something like that. So what they've done is they've replaced that with, like, you know, radio show host comes with Mike, you know, and it's just a picture of me, you know, looking confused.
Who's
like,
Mike?
Why did you take my picture?
So it's like you with a dude?
Yeah. Right. It's just me and this
Mike
guy named Mike.
Tyson?
This
or
guy named Mike,
just a random guy named Mike?
I like that. Yeah, that's funny. Some have been a little mean-spirited and others just silly. Like a social media manager comes with an iPhone 14 Pro Max, Adobe Creative Cloud, and irritable bowel syndrome. Yes. Yeah. Grandma comes with a back pain, a comfy sweater, and kisses and expired milk. Okay? So that's what they did with
hopefully
these.
Hopefully she doesn't drink the expired milk before the kisses.
Yeah. Blech. There's an unprepared hiker, comes with a t-shirt, flip-flops, a sunburn, an empty energy drink, and quote, a sense of direction not included.
And no flares, yeah.
Yes, yes. The Washington State Department of Natural Resources did that one. Well done, you guys. Well done. That's good. job recruiter who ghosted you. It comes complete with a, we've solved this internally smirk. Yikes.
That one's funny.
That's funny. I like that one. Let's see here. A costume for professional screenwriter. It's just a robe and a cup of coffee. And it comes with your parents' basement.
When you said that about a radio person, oh, I was like, what is the outfit exactly?
The professional screenwriter one is just one I made up. I'm just, you know, trying to have a little bit. Children's librarian comes with a puppet, a pound of glitter, and quote, the energy of a toddler. That was from the Anaheim Public Library System. They
cute.
Tweeted that one. Dad at a concert includes earplugs, sick of dance moves, and parking anxiety.
Or, depending upon the genre of music, a bad mullet.
Yes, yes.
And a bandana. It's bandana day.
No, Terry, I don't think it matters what type of music, if it's good, bad, mullet. Definitely, definitely mullet has to be there. And finally, radio host comes with a dash of narcissism and three other part-time jobs and a post from 10 years ago with a celebrity who just passed away. Yep. I'm not sure about the narcissism part, but I guess I got to look into that a little bit. That's good. That's pretty good. I love the part-time jobs thing. I actually am looking into part-time work again. I didn't even have a month away from teaching, and now I already have to look back into work. Like that's too dead on. That hit a little close to home, you guys. That wasn't funny. That was not funny at all.
No, we all think it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Your dog is laughing.
It's and Sam's laughing. Props to Michelle Amelia at 107.1 in New Jersey, who did that one.
That's
very
cute.
Well done. Very, very well done by her. By the way, Spirit Halloween responded to the trend this week after someone did a lame one, and they clarified it was not real, and they because somebody did one that was offensive. Because, of course.
Well, of course.
So Spirit Halloween had to come out and make sure that people knew that it wasn't them that did this. And the Spirit Halloween store had to make a bunch of amends and everything.
Well, and now every radio DJ is offended because we're picking on them posting their pictures from 10 years ago.
Yeah, right. You know what? I would almost guarantee that not one radio host would be offended.
Oh,
by
there's
that.
One.
There's always one. There always is.
Maybe not two, but there's but one.
I mean, there's just they're. I mean, for one, they're just happy people are actually referencing their job. You know, and another, they know themselves. Most of the people I know in radio, especially like old radio heads, but even the new ones, have a sense of self. You know, they got an understanding of themselves, the world they're in, and all that.
Well, I always love it. You know who does that a lot, actually, is Bob Look.
Yes.
Like on his, but I actually like when Loretta Lynn died, he posted a picture of him with Loretta Lynn. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That was, yeah.
But you know, having all those experiences and meeting people, but he does do that. And so that I thought of him right away when you said that.
And I always get a kick out of those. Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to do our Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club a little later. Culver Star of the Day, all coming up. Terry and James bringing it to you on Mornings on WFHR.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
It's time to celebrate Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2. 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Let them know we wish them a happy day, a great weekend, and all the above.
I wonder if Brian made like some kind of chocolate pie for chocolate day.
I gotta get over there and find out. Gotta find out. We want to thank everybody that got us birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Get them to us. We want to celebrate with you. We only have people winning on every day here, Terry. So,
just a one for each day?
Yeah, so not going to have to work over there. You can take the day off.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does. We wish we had more birthdays and anniversaries.
Okay, fine.
So we want to wish a very happy birthday today to Kay Nukerchen.
Happy birthday, Kay.
Kay, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. You're our qualifier.
Awesome. I do have another birthday for today, to call out our good friend Sheriff Sean Becker. It's his birthday today. So happy birthday to him.
Have a great birthday, Sean. Really, really wish you a great day, sir. One of my favorite things about doing Morning Magazine is the getting to know Sean and having a friendship with him. And what he has been able to do for my family and I in the relationship of that. That was obviously because of things from the past that we had done, not anything on their side of things, but made it very, awkward at first, but not because of him. He could not have treated me with more respect, more care.
Because you thought he was here to pick you up.
I did, yes. My first interaction with him, I'm on my knees, and I put my hands behind my head. I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. And he handled it well. He laughed. Have a great day, Sean. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything he does. He's one of the good guys out there. Looking at Saturday, celebrating their 62nd anniversary. That's awesome. Bill and Judy Haas.
Awesome. Happy anniversary.
Bill and Judy, we wish you a great one. That hit my romantic heart strong. That's great. You guys have a beautiful anniversary, you two. Celebrate all weekend. And a guy who can win now. He used to not be able to in the past, but celebrating a birthday on October 30th, our good friend Dave Mueller.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Dave, we hope you enjoy your day. Appreciate Dave so very much. Dave, one of those great, great guys out there. He's one of my favorite people I've met and worked with in this industry. Wish him the best. Hope he's having a great birthday.
You know, Dave and, I think we did a birthday thing several years ago. Mm. Well, Randy Paul and Dave must be the same year because they both turned 50 in the same year.
Oh, okay.
And one time Carl organized a thing where we did like a Carl and Chris Wooldridge. We had like old men rocking chairs for those two and they were set up rocking for everybody. But yeah, that was pretty cool. So happy birthday to Dave Miller and awesome to, that he can qualify.
Yeah. And we also want to spend a special shout out on Sunday to Pam's cousin, Andy Fletcher of Fredona. Fredona, is that how it is? Yeah, Fredona, Wisconsin. Yeah. Huh. Pam's cousin, Andy Fletcher. Have yourself a great one. Enjoy, Andy. Hope it's a good one for you. And we have to take a look at some celebrity names now. Taking a look at the list. First up, Frank Ocean. Great singer, R&B singer, songwriter. Very talented.
Like Billy's brother?
Yeah, right? That's the first thing I thought of. Yeah, Billy Ocean. Amazing. You got to wonder. Finn Wittrock is 38. He's one of the actors on American Horror Story. He's been on a couple of seasons of that. He's a solid actor. He's good. Incredibly good actor. Matt Smith is 40 today. Damien Targaryen in the most recent House of the Dragon. Before that, he was the 11th Doctor on Doctor Who. Prince Philip on season 2 of The Crown. One of the better British actors you will ever see. Not that there are many bad British actors, but he's very, very talented. I haven't seen a whole lot of his work until the past year or two, and man, he has blown me away. He is very talented. One of those guys that the charisma comes through no matter what character he's playing, even when he plays darker characters or things like that. It's just he's the borderline Anthony Hopkins likable kind of thing, even when he's playing those kind of darker characters.
Awesome.
Interesting actor. Very, very talented. Let's see. Joaquin Phoenix is 48 today. Another good actor. I was a bigger fan of his brother River. I loved River Phoenix. Joaquin, yeah, but good actor.
I'd rather, but on your birthday, we'll say we like you.
Yes, yeah. I'm trying to be nice. I really am trying to be. That was me being nice. I'm horrible. I'll say a lot about this guy. Happy 50th birthday, the big 5-0 for Mr. Brad Paisley.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know Brad's music that well, but I've seen him host a number of different things, and I've seen the commercials he's done with Peyton Manning and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I would go to his show even though I don't know his music. I would go to a concert of
yeah,
his.
He has a pretty engaging stage presence. You know, he definitely involves the crowd, and, yeah. And we've seen him. I've seen him twice in concert, and it's good. He does a good job. And he's one of those, like, you just know what. They have so many songs mm-hmm. that everything they play is something you can sing along to. You know That's what I mean? Cool. Like, you're yeah. not getting all the, you're not getting, you know, what is it, yeah. number 13 yeah. and 14 yeah. on the CD that you don't know?
Here's off our new album.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and there's, he just has so many. So that just makes it fun.
Ben Harper is 53. Great singer, songwriter, piano player. Ben Folds 5, you would know him from. Julia Roberts is 55. Great actor. Great actor. Julia Roberts, very talented.
I wouldn't get. I mean, I get that she's 55, but he wouldn't get. I mean, she doesn't look 55.
No. I just saw a trailer for that George Clooney movie yeah. that she's in. She's those gorgeous. Two are together. Yeah. Yeah. She. I actually think she looks better now than she did when yeah. she was younger. It's a. Yeah. She's very talented. Andy Richter is 56. The right hand of Conan O'Brien for so many incarnations of the Late Show or Tonight Show or Late Night with Conan or Conan Show.
Whatever we want to call it.
Yeah. I mean, there's every show Conan's done, Andy's been there for. And if I wasn't going to say that it's a race between those two of who is more genuine, who is more kind, and who is funnier of people that I have met in this industry. I cannot speak enough about how giving Andy Richter is with his time, with his patience, just putting up with stuff. And in an industry where everybody's divas, like those two being at the top of that show, like everybody there was calmer, cooler, no egos, all that. If a guest showed up that had an ego, they basically just stayed in the green room. They wouldn't even come out and talk to us. You could tell everybody who wasn't cool, basically, quote unquote cool, because they would not come out and talk to us writers and the interns and all that and everything, where Andy and Conan were, because they hung out with us. They just could not be cooler people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And huge hands, big hands. Andy Richter, big, like surprisingly big. He doesn't seem like a big guy. He's a little, you know, buffier and everything, but he doesn't seem like he would be. He's in good shape. Like, he's got a good grip on him and everything. I didn't see that coming. hilarious guy, too. Like, I it's hard for me to say which one of them is generally funny. Where do you take away, like, the sensors and the
sure.
no filter and everything, and they can just be themselves? Like, it's a race between those two. Great guy. Annie Potts is 70. Mary Jo on Designing Women, Janine on Ghostbusters, Bo Beep in the Toy Story movies. Big, big fan of Annie Potts.
Yeah, I love like her too.
I would say, along with like Winona Ryder and you know, a couple of other actors early in those days, my Nana loved Designing Women, and I'd watch it with her, basically because of Annie Potts, because I had a crush on Annie Potts. I thought she was so adorable. Yeah. I didn't really know that show that well or anything, but I knew that it was well acted, and I liked her. I was a big yeah. fan. Bill Gates is 67. I mean, there is not much that can be said about Bill Gates. It hasn't already. Dennis Franz is 78, famous NYPD Blue alum and plenty of other great roles. Dennis Franz, great actor, very good actor. And somebody no longer with us, Charlie Daniels, born in the state in 1936, passed away in 2020. Devil went down to Georgia. Let's see here. I just wanted to take a quick look at tomorrow's birthdays and see if there's any headlines we want to touch on. Let's see here. Gabrielle Union is 50. Oh, that is hilarious. Gabrielle Union's 50 tomorrow. Great actor. Really a big fan of hers. Winona Ryder is 51 tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Huh. That's hilarious. I didn't realize that. Annie Potts and Winona Ryder is like almost share a birthday. That's fantastic. Yes, Winona Ryder is 51 tomorrow, and God bless her. Like, you keep going, Winona. Keep doing your thing. Dan Castanella is 65 tomorrow. He is The Simpsons. I mean, yes, Matt Groening created it. There's a lot of great voice actors on that show. It just, it does not happen without Dan Castanella. First off, he's the voice of Homer. He's also Grandpa Simpson, Barney Gumble, Krusty the Clown, Groundskeeper Willie, Mayor Quimby, Hans Moleman, and other voices throughout the years. But Dan is also a creative consultant on the show. And so many of the wonderful, unique things that the writers have come up with started with an idea of Dan's. He's much more than just the voice of all those great things. And easily one of the top five greatest voice actors of all time. Period. End of discussion. You can't beat me on this one. Anything you can throw at me, I can throw at you 100 different things about him. He's awesome. He's a great guy. He's a great one. I'm not biased at all. I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is ridiculous. My journalistic integrity is in shape. I'm correct. It's even worse when you just sit there and laugh at me. It's like,
why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Yeah, you're just going to let me go, and I'm waiting for you to cut me off, and you just let me go.
Well, it's even next week, I'm going to bring one of those big pointer fingers.
Oh, I like that.
And I'm going to bend the finger so that I can actually turn your mic off from here.
That's a good idea.
You know where I can go like...
You just made everybody's day. Like, all the audience out there just got excited. Is she really going to do that?
And it's not because of something. You're not even saying anything bad. I just think it's hilarious because you're just like...
I do have one birthday to mention on Sunday. The great Henry Winkler, 77 on Sunday. Fonzie is 77. Of course, Barry Zuckerhorn on Arrested Development. Yeah, big feel. A lot of people, big fan of that one. Coach Klein and the Waterboy as well.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, I follow Henry Winkler on Twitter, and he's one of the only reasons I'm on Twitter is because he does these wonderful posts. Just so he is everybody's grandpa now. He posts stuff of him fishing. Look at the fish I caught.
Which is like so out of character. You know what I mean? Like, you'd never think that if you were a Happy Days fan.
Right. Well, and on a serious note, to give him credit where he deserves it, it's... Actors, like, this is the problem with that, or one of the gists of acting. Say I'm incredibly good, like, the first role I get, first shot, I come out the gate and I blow people away. I'm amazing at this role, but I play a cool guy, or I play a killer, or whatever. I immediately am typecast the rest of my career. Well. And so every casting agent I go up against, they're thinking of Fonzie. That's what they're thinking of. And so Henry Winkler could not find work for the longest time. He kept fighting, kept pushing at it, would do theater. And eventually, like later in his career, started to be like, well, I've always liked to make people laugh. I want to lean more into comedy. So Henry Winkler in his career went from literally the coolest person on TV to being one of the most funny, comedic, like just fearless actors I've ever seen. And the arc of his career is unlike any other I can think of. It's just incredible. Like, he's a fun, and he's just a good person.
Yeah,
like,
he's
just a really likable guy. Everybody celebrating birthdays and anniversaries out there, we wish you a great one. Enjoy, celebrate with the ones you love. If anybody knows them, make sure to go out of your way and wish them a great day. And we mean Kay Nukerchin today or tomorrow, celebrating their 62nd anniversary, Bill and Judy Haas. And on Sunday, Dave Mueller and Pam's cousin, Andy Fletcher. And of course, today also want to mention a shout out, a very happy birthday to Sheriff Becker as well.
Happy birthday. And happy anniversary.
Celebrate with our good friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Steadyway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Take a listen to Melissa's news as you're on your way to Misty's and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is make somebody a star of the day. What you got to do is listen to this Halloween TV theme song.
Ooh.
Halloween themed TV song. And you call up 424-2600. You get the correct answer. You win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Looking forward to giving this away. Been looking forward to it all week. So get ready to play, everybody. Get ready to call 424-2600 and let us know what TV theme song, what TV show this is from.
That was fast.
That was one of the fastest ones we've seen, Terry. Good morning. What's your answer?
Well, that's The Monster.
Yes,
nice
it
job.
Is. Nicely done. Yes, well played, sir. There it is. There's our crowd. Yes, you have to get the crowd noise, otherwise it doesn't count. Nicely done. You knew that one instantly, didn't you?
I was about to say The Simpsons, knowing How you like the symptoms?
He would have gave it to you anyway.
But it's I was actually getting made fun of the other day because I haven't done the Simpsons yet, and that's I'm waiting to my last show. That's my last. That'll be my last show probably. No, were you a fan of the Munsters? Did you like that one?
Oh yeah, I love them. Herman.
Awesome. And, yeah, it's a great show. Great show.
All the kids and
that's awesome.
Uncle and
oh, just an incredible cast.
Yeah, that was a good show.
What town are you calling us from, sir?
It's Big Flats.
Big Flats. All right, we haven't gotten somebody in Big Flats in a long time. That is great to hear. I didn't get your first name. What's your first name?
Wade.
Awesome, Wade. It's good to hear from you, Wade. Thanks so much for calling up, playing along, hang on the line. We're gonna get some more information from you, and I got to get my agent's number to you, Wade, because you are our newest star of the day.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no problem. Thanks for listening, Wade. That was great. We're going to go ahead and catch up with Wade here, get some information from him. Terry, were you a fan of like the Munsters, the Addams Family, those kind of shows?
Yeah, I think I like the Munsters better than the Addams Family.
I remember this. Yeah, because I'm the opposite. I like the Addams Family more than them, but I like both of them. I like both.
I mean, I don't know that I would seek it out, but if it was on, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I like them.
My Nana loved the Munsters. My Papa liked the Addams Family. So we watched both of them. And yeah, they were fun
shows. So you were sent over to turn the channel, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Were you there?
You had to get up and go, yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, definitely. We will take a quick commercial break, come back, and have some more fun mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Hope you're having a good one out there. 8:46 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. We're joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Hope everybody's having a great one out there. Obviously, people consider it a Halloween song. Do you consider Thriller a Halloween song?
I don't know. Not necessarily.
I'm not sure if I really did before it kind of like had a new life of its own.
Like I wouldn't save it for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
that's a good way to put it. Interesting couple of articles here to take us to the top of the outer, top of the hour. Cars the National Transportation Safety Board is trying to get car manufacturers to add a feature that will prevent people from breaking the speed limit.
Really?
These people, they watched the new Top Gun movie, and this need for speed has gotten out of hand, they said. They said, I don't know, actually.
So how would it work?
Well, cars have had governors for a long time. That's where you can't go over a specific top speed.
Right.
But it's usually way high, like 155 miles an hour or something like that.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. There's no reason you should be driving that. But this new feature they're talking about uses GPS to pinpoint where you are, check the speed limit, and prevent you from going over it.
Oh, pass.
New York City is testing it out with 50 government vehicles. If you hit the speed limit, an alarm goes off, or the accelerator just cuts you out until you slow down.
Okay, so here's an example. Yesterday, right, I'm driving on a county highway, and I'm just going to go there. Little old grandpa driving his truck.
Mm-hmm.
Going like 51 in a 55.
Yeah.
So in the scenario that you're describing, I would not be able to pass him because I'd have to go more than 55.
Right.
To safely get around. First you know what I mean?
Thing,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, eventually I could pass him at 4 miles later.
Yeah.
But there'd have to be some leeway. You know what I mean?
There's
like
be a little wiggle
10
room.
Over the speed limit or something like that. And honestly, that would just, my foot is so heavy.
Yes. Isn't that the reason you married a police officer? Isn't that right? No.
One of them. One of the perks. Yeah, right.
funny how things work out. I appreciate you being honest about that. Because honestly, I don't think enough people are conscious that they do that. I know my dad took years for him to realize, oh, hey, I got a heavy foot here. Outside of the passing people thing, like, because that's important. That's obviously a key factor of this, and they would have to have some wiggle room. It couldn't be, if the speed limit's 55, there's no way it could be a speed limit of 55.
Like, your accelerator can't shut off at 55.
Right. You got to at least have it, like, 65 or what have you. And I... I will say though, there is a little part of me that almost is willing to give this a shot, even though I don't like it. I'm completely upfront about it. I don't like it. I don't like the control aspect of this or anything. I'm thinking there's too many things we're not thinking of.
Well,
there's too many scenarios.
Yeah,
that we're not, like,
when something malfunctions or stops working, who can fix it? You know, and I think that took a while when cars first went to all chips. You know what I mean? Like that was an issue.
Yeah.
And then what happens when that satellite, when that GPS isn't working properly?
Here's another thing, and you know, you guys go ahead and yell at me if I'm being overdone on this one, because I don't consider myself a paranoid person, but...
Oh, you're thinking Big Brother.
No,
like being watched?
No, not that, although that is something that is a concern, certainly. We keep on, like, we're not making vehicles better necessarily. We are a little bit here and there, but what we're doing is trying to make them lazier. More and more lazy. The driving experience, basically taking a nap while you're traveling. Whether it's vehicles that drive themselves or vehicles that parallel park for you or the cameras that are in these vehicles now so you can see behind you. I'm not saying any of these things are bad, but more and more we're making it where, hey, just get in the vehicle. We'll take care of it. Driving is not supposed to be lazy. Driving is not supposed to be something that is calming and relaxing. A Sunday afternoon driving around listening to music, we all do that. That's different. On its essence, driving should not be one of those things that we just take lightly, that we just,
right, no you should problem. Be very attentive.
And I don't like the idea of more and more computer involvement in vehicles. I mean, again, I'm not trying to be paranoid about this, but I don't like the idea of raising generations of lazy drivers. Like,
or even
or people who don't know how to, like, work a stick shift or
something
like that.
The ability to repair.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like that kind of thing. But, yeah, that is interesting. I'm not in favor.
The NTBS isn't trying to force... I'm with you. I'm leaning more in that direction. The NTBS isn't trying to force car companies to do it right now, but they want the government to start incentivizing them with things like tax breaks. One expert said he expects most people won't like the idea, but he thinks there's a very good chance all new cars will have it someday. It'll be interesting to see if that happens or not. But I have to say... as much as I'm not a fan, I would not, if this was something we voted on, I wouldn't vote for it. But I would like to see how this experiment in New York goes and if they can actually tie statistically it's saving lives. Because if it's saving lives, then I'm willing to listen. Nobody likes recycling, but we do it because we're trying to help the planet. We're trying to make sure there's a planet for our kids. We don't put a seatbelt on because it's comfortable. We do it because we're trying to be safe. We're trying to keep our loved ones safe. Driving is not supposed to be everything that you want it to be necessarily. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be a little bit take your attention. It's driving. You're driving around this gigantic metal object that weighs thousands of pounds. You should have to pay attention.
I wonder about the speed limit information being inputted. Mm. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but if you use like Google Maps and you just, you know, say an address, you ask for driving directions to a certain address, in certain areas, it'll show you on your screen, on your phone, what the speed limit is.
Yes. Yeah,
in that area. Yeah. So, but you know what I mean? You think about every single road everywhere would have to have a speed limit assigned to it.
Not only that.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that part is crazy, but boy, I didn't even think of that part. Yeah, you're right. Yikes. Yeah, the more and more we're talking about this, Jerry, the more I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure about it.
But I agree with you. I mean, if it's keeping people safe and saving lives, it makes sense. But there'd have to be a modification to it actually being right on the speed limit.
Really would.
Because I just don't even, I don't know.
I don't think.
How do you get to the front if you can't pass?
Right. I did think of passing right away. That was one of the first things that popped in my head. So I think that's a good point. I think that, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I have another interesting one. The top first date deal breakers. The top first date deal breakers. This is just funny for people like us. This is just, we just sit back and laugh at this. Dating.com polled its customers to find the top things that can scare someone off of a first date. So certainly things to keep in mind if you're getting ready for a first date out there. Showing up late. 60% said that they wouldn't go out with the person again if they showed up late.
Huh.
I get that.
I don't know. Back like in my dating days, I don't know that would have been a thing. But if I was in that position now, that would be a thing for me.
Back when I was younger, it might not have bothered me that much. It may have stuck out a little bit. As an older adult who's in their 40s, being single is crazy. It's insane. Dating's insane. I can't see having that high of a bar. I'm sorry. Like, I don't believe people should settle by any means. Never settle. That's for sure. But I mean, come on.
But if being on time is a thing, then
you... Look, if everything else is good, but she's bad at timing, I mean, come on. You can handle that. You live with it. Dating's insane. Dating's insane. Nobody should have to do it. Too much too soon. 53% said that they'd be scared off by a first date, asking them if they were ready to commit to something.
If they love them.
Yeah. So, you ever been to Vegas? Oh, wait a minute. What are you talking about? That's definitely the giant bright red flag right there. Rudeness. Another giant crimson flag. 47% have cut things off because the person was rude to someone on a first date, like a waitress or a bartender.
I completely agree with that.
1,000%. Talking too much. 34% have had a date where they couldn't get a word in. Huh.
And then you wonder why they're single still?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, out of fairness, right? If you kind of liked the person, you might do a second date because maybe they were just that nervous.
And
you know,
that's one of the biggest crutches we have as human beings. When we get nervous, we tend to talk a lot, and sometimes we share things we don't.
But we all
share.
Know that person that never shuts up.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So you know.
Well, here's the other part of this. Okay, this is part of the reason why. And I actually, there's a little bit of seriousness in this joke, but why you find so many radio announcers that have been doing this job for so long single. Or divorced. Radio, this is not a normal job. I have to talk for 4 hours straight. I have to fill time. What I would normally say in 10 words, I have to say in 20.
So are you saying
talk radio?
Or you want to be quiet when you're at home?
No, you ask me how my day was, and I give you a 50-word answer when it's only 5 words that you need. Like, people get tired of that real quick, including the people that are doing it. Like, I hear myself sometimes, and I can't stop, and I hate it. it's not easy. It ain't easy. And it's just one more thing on top of things already. Rudeness is a big one. Talking too much, big. And then talking about your ex is another big one. 41% say someone's made things weird by bringing up past relationships on a date. 88% say you shouldn't do it on a first date.
Especially on a first date. That's kind of weird.
Everybody has a past, but this is one of the times where I really think you should approach a first date often like a job interview. You don't go to a job. What's one of the things they tell you, Terry? You go to a job interview. Don't spend the time bad-mouthing your former employers. I don't care if you had the worst boss in the world. They don't want to hear that, and that don't look good. And every one of them is thinking, well, how are they going to talk about me when they leave here?
Or not even when they leave, when they just have something that they don't agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's kind of weird. Like, first date shouldn't it just be kind of light and fun?
Absolutely.
Not heavy. Yes. The only scenario that I can think of where that might, and I don't even know if it's appropriate then, but what I was thinking about was someone who was maybe widowed or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's a little bit different than talking about your psycho ex or, you know, like that kind of thing.
I think there's a huge difference there, yes.
But otherwise, yeah, I mean, that could just be a topic for later, right? Because hopefully you're not getting married after your first date.
Right,
there'll be time if you like each other to talk some more.
If you guys still like each other, you'll be fine 3 months later and getting married. Yeah, hold off, please. And another big one on here, a wandering eye or too much phone time. So a lot of people, you know, almost 30% of people said if they caught their date checking someone else out, they're done. No second date. And also too much time on the phone. 76% of single people wouldn't pursue a relationship with someone who was constantly checking their phone on the first date.
Agreed.
Yeah. And I don't mean to be that guy, but I definitely, being single is hard. I don't know if I would go on a second date or not, but it would definitely like give me hesitance to.
I'm just thinking back. Like, when we were dating, I had a cell phone, but it wasn't a smartphone. So, like, you weren't looking at, you know what I mean? It was like that, like, you couldn't even fit it in your pocket. Like, you had to, so, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting list.
I wouldn't want to deal with all this garbage.
No, it's rough out there. It's rough out there. If you have someone, love them, hold on to them, make it work. Or get a cat or dog, yes. I'm just kidding. I'm joking about it.
No, you're not.
It's not that bad. New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway going on. We got two tickets to the January 1st Green Bay and Minnesota game. These are club tickets.
Awesome.
Listeners will register a Dropbox location for the chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. Those individuals are going to receive a $50 gift card from that business and will become instant qualifiers for the Green Bay giveaway. Qualifiers will be placed into a hat. One final winner will be elected. Registration will close on November 28th. The winner will be announced on November 30th.
So you've got plenty of time to plan, right? Like you have a whole month when you know that you win. So that's really cool.
Registration boxes are always already up and running over at Hussels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, Jennings in Rapids, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. And we got room for more. So if you want to be a part of this, everybody, give us a call at our front office, our front desk, 424-1300. We'll get you contacted with Steph, the best in the business, and you get in on this.
Do you know what's
a lot of fun?
Really cool about those club seats. There's a rooftop deck, like it's right below the scoreboard. If you're when you're watching the game on TV, and when you're when you have the club seats, you can go up on that deck.
Oh,
so that's
kind
of cool too. You know what I mean?
You
can look out and see, and then go back in where it's warm.
You got to take a part of it. You got to be a part of this, everybody, and get yourself these tickets. It's a lot of fun. Big shout out to all those businesses out there hosting these boxes, and to all of you, enjoy. Stick around. We got more coming up right here, mornings at WFHR.